Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind.
It was basically a cube with inside of sphere where the points of the cube were touching outside of the sphere.
So this isn't anything that just is limited to the United States. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another Contact in the Desert preview interview. Remember, Contact in the Desert runs this year from the 25th to the 28th of June virtually, and you can get your tickets over at www.contactinthedesert.com. Really excited to speak to a new guest I've not had on previously on the podcast, and he is staying around for a little bit longer after this preview to record one of the regular Friday interviews as well. So that will be released in the coming weeks. I'd like to introduce to you Ralph Blumenthal, a distinguished lecturer, award-winning journalist, and author of many books, including the recent The Believer, Alien Encounters, Hard Science, and The Passion of John Mack. Ralph, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Listen, it's great to speak to yourself as well. You're someone I've been wanting to speak to for a good couple of years now, for obvious reasons. First off, this is obviously to talk about your upcoming appearance at Contact in the Desert. Could you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, Ralph?
Sure. I was with the New York Times for 45 years until 2009, when I became a freelance and became a distinguished lecturer at Baruch College of the City University of New York. I still contribute articles to the Times, and I've been working on my book for 16 years called The Believer. It's the story of Harvard psychiatrist John Mack, who risked his career to investigate alien abduction.
Excellent. How many expos like this have you done, or is this one of your first?
Podcasts, interviews, you mean?
No, the expo itself, so Contact in the Desert, is this one of your first times, or have you done quite a few of these now?
No, this is my first.
Excellent. And it's been a while, and obviously your first is going to be a virtual expo as well. How are you feeling about not having a crowd there, but it's going to obviously be online?
Well, it's disappointing not to interact in person, just like, you know, when I teach journalism, I miss the contact, face-to-face contact with the students. There's a few advantages. You don't have to travel. You can cover a lot of ground, you know, virtually. But, if I had my preference, of course, I'd love to be there in person.
And do you think this is something that you're going to look to carry on going forward now that you've really got your foot in the door of ufology as such?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I love talking about my book. I love, spreading the word about John Mack, who many of the, attendees already know something about. But I would love to do more conferences like this.
What can people expect to hear from you at the event? So if someone goes and buys a ticket today at contactinthedesert.com, what are you going to be presenting?
Okay, so I'll be telling the story of John Mack, the noted Harvard psychiatrist who risked his eminent career at Harvard, and he had won a Pulitzer Prize writing about Lawrence of Arabia. He was very eminent, but he risked it all to research and investigate the alien abduction phenomenon. So that's the story. And I had access to his archives, his personal papers, and a lot of insight into Harvard University and the investigation they did on him, his ordeal. So that's the story I'll be telling.
What was it that compelled you to write this book? And we'll talk about this on the podcast interview in a little bit more detail, but what was it that compelled you to write the book?
Well, I had come across a copy of John Mack's second book, Passport to the Cosmos. This was in 2004. I knew nothing about him. He was naive in his way, and I was naive because I didn't know anything about him. And I thought it's an amazing story, a Harvard psychiatrist who investigates alien abduction. And I thought I would interview him, give him a call. And right then is when he was run over in London and killed by a drunk driver. So I lost the opportunity to interview him, but the story had my attention and I started pursuing it and I got access to his papers and that's what got me going.
It's obviously a tragic end for John Mack himself, but it's a fascinating story. And just from the listener questions that were sent in that we'll get to in a little while, I've already had quite a few people get in touch and say how much they've enjoyed the book. And people can certainly go and purchase the book online and on their usual retailers, Amazon and such as well. Is that correct, Ralph?
Yes, they can. Best is probably to purchase it through an independent bookstore. They're struggling. They need the business, but it is everywhere available and it's available on Kindle. So you can have it instantly. So it's easy to find.
Ralph makes a great point there. If you can purchase through an independent bookstore, you know, get yourself out or buy online from an independent, like you say, especially in these tough times. That's a really nice point you've made there, Ralph. Ralph, how can listeners find you or follow your work?
Okay, I have a website called www.RalphBlumenthal.com. And I post all my interviews on that as a story of the book, the biography. So it's everything you'd like to know about me is right there.
Excellent. And you can see Ralph and over 60 other speakers at this year's Contact in the Desert Virtual Expo from the 25th to the 28th of June. Tickets are on sale now at www.contactinthedesert.com. If you've enjoyed this snippet, make sure you tune in for the full interview that I do with Ralph Blumenthal. So looking about the 23rd of April. Ralph, it's been great speaking with you. And if you hang fire, we'll start the proper interview.
Excellent. Thank you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.